Nolte, Anti-Vaxxers Hype Benign Transmission Numbers as Proof Vax Doesn't Work. By John Nolte on September 18, 2021. Sometimes I wonder if the anti-Trump vaccine, ATV, Twitter accounts that flood my feed are authentic. Actually, I don't wonder this sometimes, I wonder about it every time my feed is flooded. Or the comments here are flooded with people who freak out after I suggest you go out and get a life-saving vaccine. My beliefs on this are straightforward. The Trump vaccine is a miracle and a lifesaver. Vaccine mandates are fascist. Fauci is a lying, narcissistic asshole. Masks are stupid and, other than medical offices, I have not complied with my town's ridiculous, anti-science mask mandate. The media and Democrats are demonizing the unvaccinated in the exact same way Hitler demonized the Jews. The Trump vaccine is a miracle and a lifesaver. Oh, and then there's this one. The organized left is deliberately putting unvaccinated Trump supporters in an impossible position where they can either not get a life-saving vaccine or can feel like cucks caving to the ugliest, smuggest bullies in the world. In other words, I sincerely believe the organized left is doing everything in its power to convince Trump supporters not to get the life-saving Trump vaccine. I'm sorry, but people willing to drone strike 7 children and who are eager to unleash terrorists like Antifa and Black Lives Matter into our cities are sociopaths. The left's morality is guided only by that which furthers their fascist agenda. And so using reverse psychology to trick Trump supporters not to get a life-saving vaccine is, to them, a moral good. The more of us who die, the better. This brings me to what I said at the beginning. This bizarre focus from the ATVs on China flu cases. What does the number of coronavirus cases have to do anything? Well, it proves the virus is still spreading even after more than half the country is vaccinated. So? Israel's almost fully vaccinated, and look at all their cases. So? Who gives a fuck about any of that? Cases is a meaningless number. And now we have ATVer joining the fascist left in hyping that meaningless number to push an agenda. The left uses cases to justify locking us down and shoving us in those filthy masks. The ATVer use cases to argue the vaccine doesn't work. I'm sorry, but cases are meaningless when it comes to this virus. The only numbers I care about are hospitalizations and deaths. There is simply no question that America's now dealing with a pandemic that is almost exclusively killing and hospitalizing the unvaccinated. The case's talking point is so absurd it's why I question the authenticity of those making it. Could it be that the left has created thousands upon thousands of sock puppet accounts so that every time someone like myself suggests a Trump supporter gets a life-saving vaccine, a flurry of sock puppets jump into muddy the waters? Gee. You think maybe the same organized left that drones 7 children, unleashes Black Lives Matter and Antifa into our cities, and seeds the country with thousands and thousands of unvaccinated illegal aliens during a pandemic might be capable of doing something like that? Last week, just last week, the CDC reported that 4,652 Americans died of the coronavirus. That's a single week. Since the vaccine came out months and months, and months ago. According to the CDC, 178 million people have been vaccinated, and only 3,040 have died of the coronavirus, and only 12,750 have been hospitalized for the coronavirus. What more do you need to know than that? As a colleague of mine said, why are you willing to take a risk with a virus made in China but not a vaccine made in America at the direction of President Trump? I'm vaccinated. My wife is vaccinated. The chances the unvaccinated can harm is so remote I'm not concerned about it. So I'm not telling or badgering anyone to go out and get vaccinated. That's your choice. But I am telling you to find a better argument. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.